Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, stress me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. Lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, know the threat be out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why I do what I do? And freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration, cops patrolling. Now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Uptown to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, undercovers dressed as fiends. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, and as I sold the last bag, down and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. Let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Girl, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Oh,
they won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
I'm locked up. Locked up. Locked
phone anyway.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
You're still there now?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, what's that buzzing? Yikers. Is that one of these mics? It might very well be one of these mics. Did you just... they're still there. Here, just turn off each one of our mics one by one, Michelle. Just... So we'll go mics 2 and 3.
How many listeners are there? Like 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, especially if you guys are involved, we might reach double digits.
We're not listening though. We're just on the phone.
God, you are so
Yeah.
Correct. Right.
That's all that really
he
matters.
He wants to know how many people are listening. How many people are listening to the show?
No, I can't hear you, Michelle.
This mic's not working.
Mm.
Is this are we actually live on air?
Yes.
Are we?
Yeah, you are.
Here, I'm gonna play.
If you were to stream from 91.5 Medford, you would be able to hear yourselves right now.
Same nightmares. Nightmares. Do it for us. We don't cry tears. Right. Real don't budge when mailman got his time. Birds at the judge. Yeah. I'm knee deep in the game, so when it's time to re-up, I'm knee deep in the. Real talk, look, I'm telling you, man. Telling you, if man. You get jammed up, don't mention my name. Nah. Forgive me, Lord, I know I ain't living right. Gotta feed the block, stop appetite. Hey. And this is every day, it never gets old. When I was a juvenile, stuck to the G code. This ain't a rap song, this is my life. And if the hood was a battlefield, then I earned stripes. Yeah.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block for my thing. Possibly sitting on a track now. Cause I'm a rider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top for you. Get now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a soul survivor.
Yeah. Gotta watch every move, cause them eyes be on you. Gotta try real cool when them pies be on you. Just cause we stack paper and we ball outrageous. Them alphabet boys got us under surveillance. Like animals, they lock us in cages. This ain't that's a star when you put them on stages. I ain't cheap, played the hand I dealt. Try to tax a grand pearl, I went and got it myself. Let's get it. No nuts, no glory.
No glory.
My biography, damn right, the true story. The city on fire, and I didn't even try. Run the streets all day, I could sleep when I die.
Cause if you're looking for me, you can find me on the block. Real G, thoroughbred from the streets, pants sagging with my drives. Just keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now.
Hey, go back up. For me, this is 91.5. It works now.
Possibly sitting on a trap now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop, trying to make it to the top.
All right, we are back in business.
Thanks for your patience, guys.
Lee, Sinjin, you still there?
Yeah, we're
here. Awesome. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, thank you.
Let's rock and then let's roll on top of that.
All right. It's time for initials.
On WMFO. In anticipation of today's matchup, Michelle.
That's me.
Added up all of the career initials points.
Yes, so I'm not going to name off everyone's, but so far, today's contestants are Zachy with 8 career points, Michelle, that's me, with 11 career points, Lee with 14 career points, and Sinjin with a whole 0 career points, which, don't worry, you're still tied with both Ashley and Chelsea and Jordan.
I've never played before.
Well, let's see if you can get some career points on the board, huh?
Okay.
Sinjin, where are you two calling in from?
Our living room.
Our couch.
Which is located.
We're hanging by piles of bones.
What?
Ooh.
Sounds really weird.
Sounds like some sort of horror story. What's going on there?
Just ate a whole bunch of wings.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so you're not just serial killers.
Nope.
All right, that's good to know for the future.
Yep.
Well, Sinjin, are you familiar with how the game is played?
Sort of. We explained it, but maybe it'd be good if we ran over the rules one more time.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I've come up with, I think it's 15 items that share the same initials. Let's say the initials were SC. Then I might say... clue number one, this person stars for a basketball team in California. Clue number two, this person became a celebrity both because of his basketball skills and his adorable young daughter.
Okay, so what was the initials? I wasn't listening.
SC.
Oh, so Michelle, it's Steph Curry.
So,
yeah. I was going to say Steph Curry.
Well, why didn't you?
Because I don't know basketball. I don't know who he is. So I was like, that's the only person I know.
That's too bad, Lee. Every single one of my 15 items is related to basketball.
15 items. That's good to know.
But what's important, Sinjin, and I say it's important because Zachy's playing, is say your name. Your name is your buzz in. And Zachy is incredibly good at using other people's answers with his name and then just stealing their points. For example,
John Rockefeller. Lee said John Rockefeller. And Zachy goes, Zachy, John Rockefeller.
Oh, that was a steal.
Cold blooded is what the way one.
I actually know no trivia. I'm just here for the steals. That's how I get all my points.
But we appreciate the finesse.
Thank you.
All righty, guys. So, please make fun of me if and when I stumble, but I am pretty enthusiastic about these clues. However, they haven't been polished, so there may be some false starts, some offsides penalties, but it should be a good time. You guys ready to go?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Item number one.
What are the initials?
Oh, there's false start number one. Initials this week are MC.
Those are almost my initials.
I will be MC for the initials, MC.
Wait, what are the initials? Sorry, I didn't hear them.
I will be the master of ceremonies for the initials MC today.
Okay, MC.
I could say MC as in, and then just say the name of one of the items today. All right, I'll hold off. Here we go. Item number one. Anyone who tells you that I'm related to Jim would be a liar. Liar. Clue number two. In the late 1990s, for many young men, I was really all they wanted. Clue number three. For Christmas.
Michelle Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Mariah Carey is correct.
Damn it.
Well done. On to number two. Michelle trying to reach her sister in career points, now with 12. But Lee, defend the throne.
With 12?
You have 12 career points.
Oh, we don't need to do career. Well, fine. Whatever.
I'm sorry. That was not acceptable according to my co-host here.
I'm hitting my head against my microphone. I'm being a bad co-host.
Item number two. My nicknames include Joe, Black, and Mud. Clue number two. I never get drunk in the afternoon or in the evening. Clue number three. My suppliers may include the guy at the local diner on the corner or some McDonald's employees. Clue number four. I'm a wake-up staple. Clue number five. That's where
Lee,
the
macchiato?
Ooh, Lee, you are...
That can't be correct. That's one word.
You are not correct, but you are...
It's some type of coffee drink.
Mocha cappuccino?
It's not a drink.
You are both incorrect. clue number six.
Wait, we don't keep going? Oh, okay, clue six.
Me and Sinjin still have the opportunity to guess.
True, yeah.
That's true. As long as America runs on Dunkin', I will remain popular.
Michelle, mocha coffee?
Michelle, mocha coffee is incorrect.
Oh.
What?
I know what it is. Damn it.
I will repeat the clues. Clue number one was my nicknames include Joe Black and Mud. Clue number two was I never get drunk in the afternoon or evening.
That's so dumb. That's not a thing.
That's a funny clue.
Clue number three.
With coffee, right? But what the hell?
I never get. All right. I'll go five, four, 3, 2, 1.
Morning coffee.
Can you think of anything? Can you keep going with the clues?
You're done. You only got 6 points.
You're done. So
what's the answer?
And it was morning coffee.
It's funny, after the first two clues, I was sure it was a rapper because the nicknames Mud and then the
you guys
I don't get drunk.
You have no idea how excited I was with the two clues. Nicknames are Joe Black and Mud, and then I never get drunk in the afternoon or evening. I'm like,
I literally knew it was something coffee for that entire time. What was that, Sasha?
Morning coffee, what a bad clue.
It is a bad clue. Sorry, now I'm just being sour. I'm just being a sourpuss.
No!
SP, sourpuss.
I'm pretty excited about morning coffee, guys, because I hear it said a lot. I need my morning coffee. Guess somebody didn't have this morning coffee. And two of my clues had to do with the fact that it specifically had to be morning. I'm a wake-up staple.
Yeah.
And I never get drunk in the afternoon or evening.
That's a thing.
You're right. Whatever. It's fine.
So Michelle has one. Everyone else has zero.
That was, okay, I apologize for that. That's one of these aspects where I put a lot of heart into this, but I didn't actually get the sound bite I wanted of like a warm cup of coffee being poured.
I would be like,
yeah.
I don't know if it would have come across on the phone speakers very well anyway.
Yeah, we had an advantage in the studio.
I know there's a smile on both of your faces right now. Let's keep going.
Those were good clues, David.
Here is item number 3. I am represented by natives of Brazil, Switzerland, Argentina, Germany, Spain, and France, among other countries. Clue number 2. My nicknames include the Citizens, the Sky Blues, and the Blues. Clue number 3. My fans are united in their dislike of the other team from my British locale. Clue number 4. There was just an Academy Award winning film about a town that shares part
Zachy,
of my name.
Manchester City.
Zachy, Manchester City is correct.
I was going to say Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, wow. That would have been a great one. Damn. Good thinking.
So that's Michelle with 1, Zachy with 1, and Lee and Sinjin still with 0.
Oh, wait. Lee and Sinjin both have 0.
Yes.
Always the skeptical co-host. That's why we're so good together, guys. It's this chemistry.
Sweet and salty.
All right.
Just here like a mocha coffee.
Here's item number 4. Along with St. John's College in northern Minnesota, I'm one of only a few all-male liberal arts schools. Clue number 2. I was founded in Atlanta just after the end of the Civil War. Clue number 3. I was called the Atlanta Baptist Seminary until 1913. Clue number 4. I am the alma mater of prominent civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.
Zachy, Methodist College?
Zachy, Methodist College is incorrect.
St. John
Morehouse
College.
St. John's on the board.
Oh, yay.
Way to go.
I'm embarrassed that Morehouse wasn't in Atlanta. I was like, wait, all right.
So that's Michelle, Zachy, and St. John tied for 1. Lee still waiting to get on the board.
Yeah, right. Rub it in.
Oh, come on.
Item number 5.
You'll get there, Lee. Number 5. At my peak, I'm a whopping 35 feet above sea level. Clue number 2. I am the most southeastern of my kind. Clue number 3. I'm home to a portion of the Everglades. Clue number 4. My party vibe is well known and very recognizable in songs by natives Pitbull, Flo Rida, and others.
Lee, Miami City
is incorrect. Clue number 5. If you want to have a good time, get down to the 305.
It's not Miami? Isn't that Miami's area code?
Huh. I am home. Clue number 5 or 6. I am home to Miami and several other smaller towns.
Michelle, Miami County?
Michelle, Miami County is incorrect. Michelle, I think we need to clarify. Michelle, can you... Miami County is partially correct. Are you able...
It's in Miami-Dade County.
Oh.
So, what do you guys think? That's an interesting one. It is Miami-Dade County. St. John, you are correct. But Michelle, you are also partially correct.
No clarification necessary.
What is it, Miami-Dade County?
Yeah, it's called Miami-Dade County.
Dade?
Yeah, Miami.
It's got a hyphen, so there's no third word in there. So don't even bother looking it up.
All right, this one goes to St. John. He needs some more career points. Giving it to the man always.
All right, guys. After such a...
The patriarchy.
Such a stellar run of clues. I'll stick with one that you guys may be like, what? What's this everyone all about?
What was that?
So everyone has one?
No, Lee still doesn't have any.
Okay. Sorry.
St. John has two. Yeah. Michelle has one and Zachy has one. Lee is yet to join the ranks.
Chin up, Lee. You'll be all right.
All the way up.
All right. We're going to do two more clues and then hit a...
Do they call it Miami-Dade County in those songs too?
Miami-Dade is pretty common.
Never heard of this before.
Very common.
Very common.
If you're from Miami, I have actually heard people refer to it that way.
Yeah, I've definitely heard it.
Michelle's looking it up right now.
I spelled it wrong. That's how unfamiliar I am with it.
All right. So two more clues. And then, guys, think about a song that you might want to hear as a quick interlude. This is item number 7. I am a...
Isn't it number 6?
I think it's number 7 because...
Did we miss 2?
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's just number 6. Item number 6. I am a simple alternative to a... I'm going to hit reverse on this one. Sorry, guys. I'm a simple alternative to a commonly used clothing accessory. Clue number 2. Ironically, even though I'm considered a luxury item, one of my chief disadvantages is that I cannot always hold everything that I'm supposed to. Number 3. As a result, you might say I'm not all I'm billed up to be. Clue number 4.
Money clip. Fuck! St. John, money clip.
Oh, you got back to it. Well done, buddy.
Also, this is a good time to tell you, you can't swear. We're on the radio.
Oh, really? Sorry.
This is the
before we went on satellite. You just have to chastise me and I won't do...
No. I'll step on the sword if necessary for you. I really appreciate the enthusiasm on that one.
He did not want Zachy to steal it.
Right? The brief realization that he needed to say his name.
So that's St. John with 3, and me and Zachy with 1, and Lee still at 0.
All right.
All right, guys. Even though St. John correctly guessed money clip prior to this clue, I think it's very important that we all learn this fact about money clips. According to Wikipedia, the most powerful magnetic versions of money clips can hold up to 15 banknotes. I thought that was incredibly specific and arbitrary, but it's Wikipedia worthy. All right,
the clue about not being all it's built up to be. Explain that.
Oh, build.
It's not all it's built up
bills.
To be.
Oh, okay, he's yeah. All right.
He's just being a goofball.
I didn't get it.
But you shouldn't have. Literally,
I was picturing like a wallet, so I don't even.
It's a simple wallet alternative. Clip, yeah. In fact, that guys, I was one of the reasons I really struggled with that clue is here I've written a simple wallet alternative, but I didn't think that was a good first clue. Well, that was a bit obvious.
Yeah, that
simple
would have been obvious.
Accessory alternative.
All right, here we go. Item number 7. I most often heard in the spring.
I don't have clue. A aux cord on if that's what you want. You didn't
sorry.
Tell me to
yeah. Sorry, guys.
And you might need to turn up your volume, too.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look at it.
I got it. Sorry, guys. We're going to redo this.
Is it aux 1 or 2?
It is aux 2.
Well, that's good that you told me that.
It is. All right, here we go. For all you listeners out there, don't worry. That'll get edited out. Here is clue number 2. Here is clue number 3.
Sinjin, mating call.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, Sinjin! Wow, I know who I don't necessarily want to win. Well done.
Where'd you go to school, Sinjin?
Brown University.
Also Brown, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And here's...
Now it's all
so this is
sense.
A true Brown versus Tufts matchup here.
That's what we learned at Brown. A lot of pointless trivia with...
With sound effects.
I was going to say, this is a great segue to for Sinjin to advertise his sponsor, Brown University.
Sponsor. This is a PSA.
Well done so far, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Guys, any desire for a particular song?
Specifically Sinjin, since you're winning. But
I have no preference. I trust you guys. Use your judgment.
Thank you. Oh my God, this positivity is unbelievable.
Can I just play a PSA?
You can. And then we're going to play Samurai. We're going to play the PSA under Samurai. Oh, so good.
You know that song Unbelievable where they're like, it's unbelievable. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That one could be your winning song if you choose to win.
Andrew Dice Clay samples in it. Yeah, we should do that one.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15. Let's find another heart to deny. I'm chasing, you're fading out. I'ma put a spark in your eye. Let's start with a bang. Get lost in the city lights, drown in a lullaby. We cut like a samurai, sting like a butterfly.
coming back from our break. We have a simple request from one listener, Ian O'Malls O'Malley, asking how many career points does he have and how many career points does Poop Wayne have? Well, Ian, you have 12 career points and Poop Wayne has zero. This is a message brought to you by WMFO in Medford.
Quick question. Is my aux cord on?
Your mic's not on.
Quick question. Is my aux cord on?
It is now.
Poop.
Wait, so who is that again?
What's Poop, it? Poop Wayne. Poop.
What's her name?
Poop.
Wait, how many points did she have?
Poop.
Zero.
Poop.
Zero.
Two.
This is zero.
Just like the morning zoo. I love it.
We love you. Funny coincidence, babe. All right, let's rock and then continue rolling.
So right now, Sinjin has 4 points. Me and Zach are tied up for one. And Lee still has a whopping donut.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Lee, despite these two rascals wanting you to fail, I'm 100% in for you. So, with that in mind, channel your inner. I can't say the clue name, but get this next one right. Here's item number 8. Or something like that. I haven't been keeping track of it.
7.
Clue.
No, it is 8.
Clue number 1. In 2008, I starred in Bolt. Clue number 2. PETA named me the sexiest vegetarian celebrity of 2015. Clue number 3. I love to dress up, or as it may be, dress down. After all, I sometimes wear almost nothing.
Miley Cyrus.
Michelle Miley Cyrus is correct.
I didn't know she was a vegetarian.
I got him!
What was the first one?
Bolt's a very, very cute Disney animated movie about a dog.
Who
with...
Bolt in the movie Bolt?
Is it not Miley Cyrus?
No, she's not the dog. I think it's like it's a male actor.
Oh.
But you didn't get to that clue, right?
That was the first clue.
Oh, so do we have to take that off the board because it was an incorrect clue?
Oh, she's still starting it.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's in the movie. I was just curious who was actually playing the dog, Bolt.
Yeah, we'll find out later and get back to you.
Ascension, that's something you got
to
know.
I really need to make sure I have my Bolt trivia down. Yeah.
Oh, guys, I want you to know, because Michelle got that last clue right, she's feeling the groove and she wants the groove to continue, so we're going to keep going.
So that's on the board. Ascension, 4 points. Michelle, 2. Zachy, 1. Lee, 0.
All right.
Can we say Lee and David, or can we give Lee some company there at the bottom so she doesn't feel like...
Lee and David are the two people playing this game that have 0 points.
The rest of the United States. We've got...
Lee, you do have more career points than David.
Hey, Lee.
And me.
Guys, all I'm going to say is if your minds haven't been blown already with dandies like, oh, for the mating call...
That was really good. And the morning coffee sound.
Just wait till this next one. Item number 9. Clue number 1. I have been married to Shakira for over 10 years. Clue number 2. I am known to be exceedingly...
What?
Sorry, I'm just so impressed with myself. It's terrible. Clue number 2. I'm exceedingly wise, yet subservient. Clue number 3. I was first nominated for an Oscar over 50 years ago. Clue number 4.
And you're married to Shakira?
Clue number 4. Yeah. I am Sir Maurice Micklewhite. Or I was until about 6 months ago. Clue number 5. I'm one of only 2 actors nominated for Academy Awards in 5 consecutive decades. And clue number 6.
Sinjin. Michael Caine?
Sinjin. Michael Caine is correct.
Wait.
Michael Caine's wife has to be... Michael Caine's wife happens to be named Shakira. Wow. She's a pretty famous British actress, as it turns out. Shakira Caine.
That is...
It's a different person named Shakira.
Hey, literally, have you ever heard of a Shakira besides the Shakira?
I had never.
Maybe Shakira Collins. The author of the Hunger Games book.
Shania Collins.
Suzanne. All right, that's Sinjin with 5, me with 2, Zachy with 1. Oh, wow, Lee's talking. Sorry, what?
All I said is that I would have gotten Michael Caine if I hadn't been thinking Shakira also. Shakira.
Yeah, I think that's the
Lee,
point.
That's everyone, though.
Yeah, well, okay. Just wanted to point it out.
And Lee with 0. Yes, Lee and David with 0.
Thank you. Lee, we'll get there.
So how many clues do we have left to catch up to Sinjin?
Okay,
I think five or six, I think.
Five or six, okay.
Not by the hair on his Sinjin. Here is item number 10. Clue number 1. I caged myself near the Louvre to demand the freeing of 30 Greenpeace activists jailed in Russia. Clue number 2. Remember that Maurice Micklewhite guy? Yeah, I starred with him in a popular 2012 film.
Sinjin, Marion Cotillard.
She's good.
Clue number 3 was no. El no regreta rien. Well done, Sinjin.
I think I should get Miami County, just saying.
That's when you know you've taken the lead, man. When other people are trying to steal
my points back. That's Sinjin with 6, me with 2, Zachy with 1, and Lee with 0.
Here is item number 11. Well done, Sinjin. Clue number 1. Outside of my profession, I was a passionate traveler and bicyclist. Clue number 2. Without me, you might have to imagine dragons, or rather, imagine a world without this Imagine Dragons hit. Clue.
Lee, Marie Curie.
Hell yeah! Woo! I am alone in last place. Oh, rats.
Good one.
That's awesome.
Good job.
She is the only person to win a Nobel Award for research in 2 different scientific areas. Well done, Marie.
Nice. And Lee.
Well done, Lee.
Mostly Lee.
Guys, should we just like...
Lee does science too.
Should we just do a reverb on that morning coffee clue because it was so good?
Mm. Yeah.
It never gets drunk in the afternoon or evening, just saying. All right. Where are we next?
Clue number 12.
No, I'm sorry. Obviously, there's not 12 clues. Item number 12.
So that's Lee and Zachy with 1, Michelle with 2, and Sinjin with 6.
Also, shout out to our most valued and loyal listener, Ian O'Malley. Hope you get off the job site soon, buddy.
Ian O'Malley's O'Malley.
Clue number 1. When it comes to the economics of events, their supply and demand, I'm representative of supply.
Michelle, merch counter.
Merch counter is incorrect. Great guess. Clue number 2. For most consumer cars, I am between 5 and 10. Clue number 3. On an MBTA or MTA car, I am about 200. Clue number 4. Our stomach stretch receptors tell us all to stop eating once we approach this limit. Or as most of us say, we're stuffed.
I'm so mad.
Clue number 5. from buildings to couches. Filling anything beyond this limit is dangerous.
Oh, Lee, maximum capacity.
Yes.
Ooh, here she comes.
If only I hadn't jumped the gun.
I think it's...
Gotten it?
Yeah, I got it after he said the MTA and MBTA cars.
It's a tough one, though, because St. John has got all of you guys antsy.
Sinjin did have that look on his face like he was close to an answer. I think I got really stressed out.
Sorry.
I was like, you gotta get it before me.
We should have you guys Skype in so we can see you next time.
Look at our faces as we try to bust out the answers.
All I'm trying to say is just when you thought these clues couldn't get any better, keep listening.
Sister Stevens tied for two, Sinjin with six, and Zaki with a mere one. Was cocky in the beginning, but
tables have turned.
Here is item number 13. Clue number one. Baby Bear and Goldilocks did not prefer their porridge this way. Clue number two. When I am an apt descriptor of the weather, at those times, climate change is often also mentioned. Clue number three. Shakira, Penelope Cruz, and Antonio Banderas are all great examples of me.
Oh, Lee, muy caliente?
Lee, muy caliente is correct!
Oh my god.
Two Shakira references.
That's bizarre. Is that like a common phrase that is used in weather?
Among my friends, muy caliente is all the rage.
This seems like a Japanese restaurant incident.
It could very well be, except...
Someone got a Japanese restaurant correct, didn't they?
You did.
Oh, I got it.
They get all the weird racial ones.
Or like what? Science class.
It needs to be pointed out, though, that for Japanese restaurant, you couldn't have this as a clue.
Hansel, so hot right now.
I would like to take this up...
Oh.
He's so hot right now.
So hot right now.
Does he say muy caliente in there? Oh.
If he said muy caliente, then it
wouldn't have been a clue. You're right.
Also, guys, just so you know, I wasn't sure about the Spanish conjugation, so I have it here on my list as mucho caliente.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
But I figured when you said muy caliente, you were probably correct.
Yeah. very hot. Mucho would be like a lot of hot.
Item.
A lot hot.
I think both apply to Shakira and Antonio Banderas.
A lot of hot or very hot.
Item number 14. Clue number one. I'm involved in the block plan at Colorado College and Cornell College, where students focus on just one subject for about a month at a time. Clue number two. I can relate to you. That rascal dessert is annoying. No matter how hard I try to shake him, he always is trying to follow me. Clue number three. In formal dining, I am seen as the gastronomic apex.
What was the last word? Sorry.
In formal dining, I am seen as a gastronomic apex.
Apex?
Apex.
Okay.
Clue number five.
I've been taking notes. Writing down.
I am often based around a protein or a source of carbohydrates.
Michelle, main course.
Oh.
It is also called the plat principal. And in the United States and Canada, an entree.
Yay!
So, Sinjin and Zaki, Well, I encourage you guys to continue your prowess or
lack thereof.
Playing this game. Know that both Michelle and Lee are tied with 3. So it would be pretty fun if they were able to break that tie with this clue. As far as bragging rights go. Oh, okay.
So you're saying shut up.
I'm saying
is this the last clue?
Consider it.
Okay. Is this the last clue?
This is item number 15.
So Sinjin's definitely going to win.
Sinjin is the winner with 6. Definitely lose. Pretty damn good job. Very impressive streak there where I think he got 5 of 6 clues, 5 of 7 clues.
Good job, baby.
Yeah. Good. So this is just between Lee and Michelle?
No. I encourage you guys to... all I'm saying is, if you think it's worth it, if you really feel good about nailing this one, but also know that there may be a greater good you could do.
Don't worry, I'm not going to know it.
Here's item number 15. Clue number 1. I'm one of the most recognized bald dudes around. Clue number 2.
Michael Chiklis.
It's not, but that's an amazing answer.
That's incorrect.
Is that the answer?
It's
not. No, that would be amazing.
Good, I'm glad I got it wrong.
Clue number 2. No, that's exactly the kind of role you needed to play in that clue. Well done, man. Clue number 2. I made my television debut in 1958. Clue number 3. My eraser is incredibly useful, but don't use it on your homework, kids. Clue number 4. In France, they call me Monsieur Propre. Clue number 5. I specialize in grease and grime.
Michelle, Mr. Clean?
Oh.
Michelle, Mr. Clean is the right answer.
Woo! Second place.
What fun.
Ha-ha, Lee. Take that.
All right, well, at least I...
But you made a really good comeback.
Yeah, I agree. That was a very nice showing by Michelle and Lee. Zachy, please come back to the studio.
Thank you.
Your presence is much appreciated.
Oh, by the way, Zachy and Lee both have a career win on the board. That was something I meant to say at the beginning, too.
That's true.
And now Sinjin has a career win.
Thank you for mentioning that.
All right.
And then, Evan has, 7 or 8 career wins.
Yeah. Hey, I can definitely see Sinjin and Evan butting horns.
I think this is a good combo. Sinjin and Lee, we hope to have you back.
That'd be awesome. Remind me the name of that song again.
What's
your victory song, Sinjin?
Unbelievable. Who's it by?
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
You're
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well,
we
don't
listen to Lee, but yes, you know what I'm
saying. I hope that this is the right question.
EMF.
Did I say question? Right song. I hope. Are you playing?
Oh, I was. Just playing quieter. Lee and Sinjin, anything you guys want to say before you sign off?
Nope. Good game, everybody.
Hey, thanks for your patience, too, through a couple
very
of those
happy
quirks.
Anyone, I'm sure. We'll be back.
Yes! That's what we wanted to hear. Have a great night, guys.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. I'm DJ Shell.
I'm MC VT.
And you're listening to This Is Dancing. Have a good week, folks.
Unbelievable. Oh. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.